Falcon was watching from a distance when the gang headed out at dawn. They scattered out and circled for a time, looking for his trail, then began drifting southwest by twos and threes toward the Cimarron Valley. He lost sight of them for a while, and when he saw them bunched again, they were half a mile away. Patiently, he lay concealed atop a dune and counted them. Then he counted them again. There were only 11 now. He scanned the surrounding lands and watched the gang until they were out of sight, but saw no sign of the missing two.
Damn!
Falcon crouched and ran, heading for the only cover in sight. Another bullet kicked sand in his face as he dove into a shallow wash screened with sparse bone-white grass, trying to see where the bullets had come from.
Shit! Oh, shoulder!
Falcon flattened himself, counted 6 heartbeats, and rolled aside, belly down, and several feet from where he had been. Hanging his hat on the muzzle of his rifle, he held it at arm's length and raised it slowly, only a few inches. This time he saw where the shot came from. The shooter was 150 yards away, firing from behind a comb-like ridge. Now he knew where the missing outlaws had gone. Without returning fire, Falcon edged farther to the left. There was a small shelter here, a foot-deep depression under the shallow swell of the sand. He kept low and out of sight. Then he waited. Moments passed. Then, on that comb ridge out there, the shape changed. A line in his rifle. Falcon saw the dust spray as his bullet struck. He didn't think he had hit anybody, but he had given him something to think about. He rested his rifle on cold earth, braced himself, and waited. They would have to show themselves to shoot, and now he was ready. When the shots came, though, they were from his left, and the first bullet almost flattened him as it smashed into his ribs. Like a coiling snake, he swiveled belly down and emptied his magazines at the disappearing silhouette atop a rise 100 yards away. Long, wild hair waved beneath a flat-crowned hat as the sniper was hit, but continued moving. He stumbled, swayed, then was gone. Falcon struggled to reload his .44-40. The gun felt unusually heavy, and his fingers were awkward. Glancing down, he saw blood spreading, seeping through the cold sands beneath him. Too much blood.
Oh, damn it.
He began a methodical fire and fire again. First at the knoll to the north, then at the rise to the west, then north again. Bullets tore up the ground. The morning light wasn't bright enough. His vision was dimming from shock and lost blood. He fired, waited a heartbeat, and fired again as flitting shadows flicked along the crest of the north dune and disappeared. Falcon was hit bad, and he knew it. His only hope now was that the ambushers didn't know how bad. Staying flat, he got out his knife and cut a wide strip from the bottom of his buckskin shirt. He rolled over, wrapped the cured hide around him. He could feel the hole in his side, way around to the back. He could see the one in front, a gaping, bleeding tear just above the waist. Awkwardly, he leveled another round into the chamber, then laid the rifle down to pull the bandage tight with all the strength of both hands. It was slippery, soaked with his blood, but he managed a tight knot. Drawing his belly gun, he pushed its muzzle under the buckskin on the right side, then twisted it there. The pressure of the binding sent flaring agonies through his left side, almost blinding him with pain, but he held the twist in place. Then he gave the gun one more cruel push and snugged its butt into the loop of his belt. He was still trying to work the lever for another shot when darkness closed in on him, shutting down like curtains all around.